USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi are bracing for severe weather, including the possibility of tornadoes. The area in danger surrounds Dallas and heads north to Oklahoma and then spreads east through Louisiana and over to Jackson, Mississippi. Governor Greg Abbott saying they're watching this closely.
It could spawn tornadoes. You never know exactly what may happen. We went through an episode of severe tornadoes a couple of weeks ago.
Egg prices are going up, and it's being blamed on the bird flu. The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been destroyed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since January, with Easter just 2 weeks away. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A key Senate committee is considering President Biden's nomination of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democratic Senator from Illinois Dick Durbin accuses Republicans of leveling baseless attacks on Judge Brown Jackson.
These critical experiences bring a missing perspective to the court. It is truly unfortunate that some are trying to use them as reasons to vote against her.
But Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says Democrats have been mistreating Republican nominees for years.
Democrats have themselves to blame. After vicious, misleading attacks on Judge Bork and other conservatives,
police in California are pleading for help to find suspects in a mass shooting. They now believe several people opened fire in a crowd in Sacramento early Sunday morning after a large fight broke out. 3 men and 3 women were killed. 12 others were shot. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
The president once again has some strong words for Russian President Vladimir Putin.
President Biden on Monday said that Russian President Vladimir Putin should face war crimes over the reported atrocities in Bucha, Ukraine.
I remember I got criticized for calling Putin a war criminal. Well, the truth of the matter, you saw what happened in Bucha. This warrants him, he is a war criminal. But we have to gather the information. We have to continue to provide Ukraine with the weapons they need to continue the fight. And we have to gather all the detail so this can be an actual, have a war crime trial. This guy is brutal. And what's happening in Bucha is outrageous.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's a hearing next Monday over whether New York City's mask mandate for those in pre-K and child care settings is allowed following a lawsuit on the matter. Mayor Eric Adams is defending his decision to keep the mask requirement in place for 2 to 4-year-olds.
There's a new variant. The numbers are increasing. We're going to move at the right pace, and that's the role I must do. That's what I stated. I'm living up to my promises.
Car rental company Hertz is signing a deal, bringing it one step closer to having the largest electric vehicle fleet in North America. Swedish EV maker Polestar will supply Hertz with up to 65,000 cars over the next 5 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.